Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Em and Jasmine with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the annual Toowoomba Carnival Flowers program is running until the 3rd of October. It is the 75th year of the region's festival. The Spring Bluff railway line and steam train are fully operational. Parks, gardens, free events and gardening competitions are part of the celebrations. After days and days of congestion, the Walter Taylor Bridge is reopening at 7 p.m. tonight, 5 days earlier than expected. The key city connection linking Chalma and Indooroopilly was set to be closed from September 13 until September 30, forcing commuters to take a 16-kilometre detour. All essential maintenance and repairs are now complete, Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner confirming with ABC that the extra time was originally planned for in case of bad weather. In national news, opposition leader David Crisafulli reveals that judges and magistrates will be able to consider the full criminal histories of youth offenders if elected in October. As part of the LNP's Making Queensland Safer laws, police cautions, restorative justice agreements, breaches of supervised release orders, and childhood criminal behaviour will be admissible to the court during sentencing as an adult. Crisafulli said that certain circumstances allow for young criminals to have a huge rap sheet a mile long, and then the clock starts again when they turn 18. While current Premier Stephen Miles told reporters this proposal has only come now because Crisafulli sees it as a way to win the election.
Aboriginal police officers from the Northern Territory claim that they have been bullied, discriminated against and abused by fellow officers, according to the complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission. The complaint details systematic racial vilification and unequal systems of pay ranging back to 1998, as well as allegations of referring to First Nations people are a range of racist terms. Many complaints are from the Aboriginal community police officers, who are equal within the hierarchy of the Northern Territory Police, but are often underpaid and subject to the same work and expectations as constables or sergeants. And in international news, as the Antarctic ice sheet continues to retreat, scientists are exploring new methods to increase sea ice thickness. Over the years, concerns have been raised about the Thwaites Glacier in Antarctica, a colossal mass of ice roughly the size of Great Britain, often referred to as the Doomsday Glacier. If the glacier were to collapse, it could contribute to a global sea level rise of over 2 feet. On a more positive note, a project involving thickening sea ice in the Canadian Arctic shows promising results in its initial trials. The experiment involves drilling through the glaciers to the ocean and pumping seawater on the snow above, causing the ocean water to fill the glaciers' air pockets and freeze, eventually turning into ice. If successful, this method could help restore ice in the Antarctic and Arctic, although some experts worry it may accelerate the glacial retreat. For the weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in a very high band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.